Live from the heart of Los Angeles, this is the online edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, award-winning author and CEO of This Chick Is On Fire, Gentana Lee Dabbs.
Look at the night sky.
And performance guest, Nate LaPointe. I am Mark Lejeune, and now our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I am so looking forward to this conversation tonight. I was thinking how, since I was a kid, I've been editing myself or editing the words or trying to get my siblings to edit their words. So for example, the words that we were either taught in our communities in school or in the playgrounds. So when I was a kid, it was the words like stupid and dumb that we used to just use on each other, like saying somebody's name. It's just what we did. And so there was a time with my siblings that we made a concerted effort to not use those words on each other and consequently never use them again, as far as I could tell, as we grew up. And so that was really cool. And then as a young adult, I was learning how to, instead of not using negative words, that was still important, especially not on myself and on others, to add positive words and positive phrases and bringing more of those in. So I would stop a phrase and then add something positive so that, because I thought that was important. And at this stage of my life, all of that's important, from what it was as a child, from what it was as a young adult. And now I have added in the last few years what I think. So it's not just what I say, it's also what I think and don't say out loud. And there's so much more to this, but that's part of today's conversation. So I'm happy to kick it off with that, because we're going to go some great places with that, especially if you've never thought about it.
Wow. This gives you a lot to think about. this is going to be a great conversation, and it's really close to home. So much of what our guest is going to be sharing tonight, given at least my personal journey and the ups and the downs and the attachment to self-worth and the rebuilding of identity. Really excited for this conversation.
Absolutely. Well, we've titled this, Do You Have an Unworthy Belief About Money? This is our episode 731. We've titled that because of our guests and her work. So she's a former top model, an actress, an award-winning author, a life coach, and CEO of This Chick Is On Fire and CEO of Power of Worth Academy. We welcome Gentana Lee Dabbs to the Life Changes Show. Welcome, Gentana.
Thank you. It's extremely exciting to be here. So thanks for having me.
So good to have you. And I should mention certified hypnotherapist. And that's also very important, because a lot of what I was saying during that monologue is a subconscious thing too, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So before we dig into more of the subject matter with the money and the self-worth, there are some interesting things that I've heard you say people have written. And so there are a couple questions I had. So the first one was, you stopped a car when you were a teenager?
I did. When I was about 17 years old, my best friend wanted me to go on a double date with Eddie Ensman. He was this skinny, curly-haired, stocky guy with bags under his eyes, and I didn't want to have anything to do with him. So I told them that I had a curfew. I needed to be back home by 10 p.m., even though I didn't have a curfew. And that was going to be my out to finish the date early. So we were riding in Derek's van. That was her boyfriend's name. And they decided they wanted to drive to the top of the hill to make out together. And I didn't want to have anything to do with that. So I sat in the back seat of the car and I said, I want this van to stop before we get to that hill. And so I imagined myself fully connecting with God. And at the time, before facing some of the traumas that I had later in life, I was more connected than I knew. And this was before I knew about manifestation or any of that stuff. So I had this very strong belief, and I felt like this one-on-one connection with my higher power, God, whatever you want to call it. And as we are getting towards the hill, all of a sudden, bam, the van stops, and no one could figure it out. So I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at my watch, la-di-da-di-da-di-da-da-da. They're all trying to fix it, trying to figure it out. Then when it was finally close to 10 o'clock, I knew in every cell of my body that I was going to be able to start that van. So I said, let me do it now. And they were very hesitant. I mean, they said, no, don't. It won't start. After a lot of coaxing, I forced myself in there as they're shaking their head, sat down, turned the key in it again, belief in every cell of my body, and vroom, it started.
Yeah. Okay. Pregnant pause there, because I'm thinking two things. Number one, I think we want to bleep out the name of the gentleman that you didn't want to go out with, and number two, That's not the only time something like that has happened to you that I was gleaning from what I was learning. And so the question is, can we all do it? And if we all can do that kind of thing, why aren't we all doing it all the time?
Well, for one thing, we're not taught that we have this power inside of us, and we're all born with it. And however, from the ages of 0 through 7 years old, we get this a programming of who we're going to be, what we're going to accept into our belief systems.
And we're calling each other stupid and dumb on top of it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. So we are abusing ourselves. I just wrote a little... Oh, yeah, that's right. I put it on your site. I made a little video about how we abuse ourselves. So we are literally taking away the power that we have. It's magic. It's literal magic that we have inside of us. And we're taught that we have to, oh God, I grew up this way, that we've got to work hard. My parents would say, you have to work your fingers to the bone. Life is hard. Nothing comes easy. And so because we're trained, wired that way, we don't think that we can manifest things. We don't think that magic is real. But to have magic, you need to be connected. You need to not call yourself stupid.
So when we are not connected, mm-hmm. we're in what probably is what we call life, actually, life as we know it now. So with that, not only do we sometimes not think we like we'll call ourselves names, and it's not just like literal, like people say, oh, I'm so stupid, when they do something even silly or even funny, but they'll use these words against them. So connecting this to unworthy, which is, I think, a step even deeper than that.
Yes. Yes, it goes way deeper than that. It's not only about being unworthy, it's self-punishment. And when we're growing up as children, we want to be loved. We want to be accepted. We want to please our main caretaker. And when we're growing up and we're being told that life is hard and that we're stupid and that we're worthless, it hurts. But then the reason why we start telling ourselves this is because we do it to be the good boy or girl, because these are the messages that we're given, that we're stupid, that we're bad. And so where I'm going with this is that we have this belief that, hey, if I tell myself that I'm stupid, that I'm worthless, that I'm bad, then I'm going to be loved more, then I'm going to be approved of more, because this is what the people who I respected, the adults, the people who I put on a pedestal, this is what they taught me. And so this is the way it's supposed to be.
So it's almost attention seeking in a way as well.
It is attention seeking at first, but then it becomes a habit and an addiction.
And so, survival, right?
I swear I was going to mention survival, and you beat me by just a few seconds on that.
I'm sorry. Where are my manners? You are a guest after all.
No worries. You seem to pick up on my thoughts right here. So all good.
I wanted to make sure it came up. It feels strong, survival, and which is ironic because now our survival depends on us getting rid of that old survival method.
It is. So survival is what most people, whether they know it or not, that's what they're in. And unfortunately, the world that we are living in right now, you know, we had COVID, now we have gas prices, inflation, political stuff. It's as if society is purposely keeping people in a state of survival. Advertisements, social media, that continues to trigger those feelings that we have of worthlessness, not enough, needing
all
to survive.
All the consumerism, like you're saying, right? The you're not pretty unless you wear this makeup. You're not cool unless you drive the car. You know, it's like there's constant reflections trying to get you to part with your money, but also it's affecting the thought process and the internal values.
Exactly. So it's weakening. So let's go back to the personal power of creating the belief that the magic that we have inside of us. This survival, the false identity that we're receiving, it literally imprisons us. I call it the princess or the prince in the tower syndrome. It keeps us a prisoner of our own negative beliefs, our own negative thoughts, and constantly living in fear that somehow we're going to lose everything and we're going to die, or we're going to be rejected and we're going to live in a lifetime of intense pain, loneliness, and lack.
So you have a great story around that. Go ahead and could you share it?
I will. I'd love to.
That's great.
Sure. Okay. I call it the princess in the tower syndrome. And of course, if you're a guy, you can say prince, but for now we'll call it princess. And the princess is someone who is locked in a tower. It's cold, it's dark, it's lonely. And there's one window with light that comes through it. And so the princess will look out that window and wait for her rescuer. The rescuer can be a man, money, food, drugs, sex, job, anything that takes her away from the empty, lonely, painful feelings that she's not willing to face. So the walls all around her, each brick is made by all of the negative beliefs that she's collected over time and trauma. Now that wall surrounding her, so this is what happens. She tries to manifest. She tries to attract more money, a better relationship, manifestation powers. And it's going to hit against the wall, but it's not going to work because it's bouncing. It's not able to get through the wall of all of the negative beliefs and past trauma. So it isn't until one day she notices a mirror in the tower and she takes off the cover and she says, "Mirror, mirror that I see, show me that someone to be, and that someone is me." And she notices she has a key around her neck. And that key has been there all along and she had no idea. So she sees the door and she unlocks the door. She runs down all of the stairs. And when she runs out of the tower, she sees this huge dragon who's staring right at her. And he says, "You will not pass." And she looks at him and she laughs and she says, "You have no more power over me." Mm. And she passes right through him and goes on the path of her life free.
Well, you know, when you said this story to me earlier, you used that same word, and I wondered if you wanted to use it, and now you're using it again. So I have to ask you, she passes right through him, not by him, but through him. Tell me, what is that? Seems so deep to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you heard the saying, the only way out is... Yes.
No, keep going.
Okay. Well, the dragon is fear. It is all of the false beliefs. It's the false fears. It's the monster that's standing outside that we think is going to eat us up and clobber us. Mm. And he's pretty dang big. So really, the only way so that you could see, and this is evidence right here, to show you how powerful that you are, and to show that he's really harmless, that you can walk right through him, you need to take the chance. This is a metaphor about taking a risk. Even though something in front of you can look big and scary and horrifying and controlling, if you have enough belief and faith in your own personal power, and you know you can do it, you can pass right through that fear. And that's the evidence right there.
Wow. Well, thank you for that story, that analogy. When we come back, there's more that we're going to get from experiencing the "Do you have an unworthy belief about money?" And if the answer is yes, or actually, even if the answer isn't yes about money, it might be yes about other areas of our life. Well, Gentana is going to share with us some powerful manifestation tools that she shares, how to feel more worthy, how to feel better about ourselves, how to raise our vibrational energy to attract better things to us. She's also speaking from experience, so we're going to get to hear a little bit about that when we come back. So if you want to learn more about Gentana or from Gentana, go to Gentana Lee Dabbs. Gentana, GentanaLee.
With a J.
Oh, I'm sorry, J. GentanaLeeDabbs. You know what? We have it on our website, and we'll give it to you again later. So we'll be back with Gentana Lee Dabbs. And then in our next segment, we'll also have our Ask Dorothy segment. And then later on in the show, we'll be joined by our performance guest, Nate LaPointe, all on the Life Changes Show live when we come back right after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They're dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am for intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We're back. This is our episode 731. Do you have an unworthy belief about money? So if you've been listening to the show, Gentana, you'll appreciate this. But so I apologize for misspelling your name. And when we went to commercial, I turned to Mark and said something I don't think I've ever said to him in the many years that we've known each other. I said, "I'm so stupid." And we laughed, didn't we, Mark?
We did laugh. I think you caught yourself, even though that's what we're talking about.
No, I think I was being funny, but it was a weird moment, like to even be funny that way.
Oh, I love it. You know, it just it's all about retraining ourselves. We'll definitely fall off the wagon over and over again. But the more times you catch yourself, the more times you'll stop calling yourself stupid and beating yourself up.
In my case, I was really doing it to be funny, but even because I have not done that in years, even to be funny. Oh, and believe you me, I've mispronounced and misspelled names on the show before. I just tell myself I'm going to do it right the next time. So Gentana with the J, GentanaLeeDabbs.com. And so Gentana, you have been learning this over the years. You know, sometimes we know things and then we forget, which you alluded to. Yes. And so then you at a certain point in your life started to say, why am I attracting these things that you were not wanting to attract anymore, right?
Yes, exactly. I In 2008, well, I've been in personal development and hypnotherapy for so many years, but I had lost most of my business in 2008, and I fell into survival and wanting to be the good girl. So even though I hadn't worked a regular job in over 14 years, I chose to be a receptionist to be responsible. My business coach warned me that she said if you do that, you could end up getting too comfortable. Well, I did, and I started losing myself. And then I got involved with a relationship, and it was a very emotionally abusive relationship, and I was in it for many years. But my income, even though, you know, I had times when I made a lot of money, I had times when I didn't make very much money, but I have to say that I attracted, at least with friends and experience, a pretty high living type of lifestyle, which I actually felt guilty about. And So I know that's another story. Mm-hmm. So when I got involved with the relationship, my self-worth was being destroyed almost every day. And I already felt like a loser because I let go of my business. And I felt like a failure. I lost my apartment. I lost my business. And I'm living with someone that rejected me every day. So for 2 years, every morning for 2 years, I would wake up in the morning and I would say, how am I going to end my life today? So I was definitely suicidal for a number of years. And he would verbally abuse me, and he would tell me that I'm like the girlfriend who got fat and ugly because I didn't make enough money. I wasn't successful enough. So he would always remind me about that. And when he would rip me apart, it would make me even more suicidal. Believe me, I had suicide hotline on speed dial. Wait, that's an old term. We don't have speed dial anymore. But so it wasn't until I joined a group coaching program, I started learning about, she said, we plant seeds. And when we plant seeds, we nurture it and we wait for the harvest. So in other words, things don't happen immediately. And she taught us about looking for signs of land. And also when I would listen to the other women in the group, I heard about the challenges that they went through and things that were similar to me. And if for the first time I realized, I learned the truth that I wasn't the loser, that this is normal. Everything that I was going through was normal. And yeah, there was some work that I had to do on myself. But
and you
it was
have.
During that time. Yeah.
and you have. And in all those years, you have begun to share them in different ways with your audience, with your clients, with groups and all of that. And so in the next few minutes, it'd be great to get some of that learning, how to feel more worthy, how to feel better about ourselves, how to raise our vibrational energy. Of course, people can go to your website, people can go to your workshops, but is there a thing or two we could also learn today from you on this?
Absolutely. And this is what I call the power of worth. And by the way, I do have a rebranding and a new website coming out pretty soon called powerofworth.com. And that's going to have all kinds of goodies, which if there's enough time, I'll let you know what it is. But one of the tips that I started off with is I started with listening to music. Music that was empowering and dancing to the music. In a book that I read is music reaches our brain on a fourth dimensional level. And when you can tap into some a kind of music that you connect with, you can feel it, and that raises your vibration. Dance around with it. Feel good. Find your power song. Next thing, believe it or not, salt scrub works. The reason being is because we need to move the energy. When we're changing our mindset, old energy starts to loosen up. And we also have negative energy attached to us as well. When you take a shower, all you need to do is I usually have a container, a plastic container of either Epsom salt or sea salt, or a combination of both, which is even better. You shower, you rinse off, then you rub the sea salt all over your body. And I say something like, I release all negative thoughts, energies, attachments, or anything that I no longer need, so I can be clean and clear to raise my vibrational energy. So I do that. And it really works. I swear my income goes up every time that I do that. Next thing, I need to give credit to Mel Robbins. She's a life coach. I absolutely love her. She talks about the high five habit. And what you do is every day in the morning, you go to the mirror and you high five yourself. And what I do is I will look directly in my eyes and I'll say, we are doing the best that we can with the time, energy, knowledge, income, strength, and confidence that we have right now. So all is good and we are good. It's going to be a great and prosperous day. I love you. High five. And then I high five.
I like that.
Yes. Okay. Another big thing, as a hypnotherapist. Yes, this one's really big. Okay, did you know that when you wake up in the morning and before you go to bed for the first 20 minutes, you are in a natural hypnotic state, so you can reprogram your mind to anything. What I love doing when I wake up first thing in the morning is I will put my hand on my heart and I will feel the feeling of love. And then I will say, it's going to be a great and prosperous day. And then I might tell myself something else, because I know I'm in a hypnotic state. Before you go to bed, you can tell yourself something. You can repeat an affirmation or anything powerful over and over again, and it's going to go into your subconscious mind. And you might even dream about it. If you have a question, that question may be answered by the time you wake up the next day. So there you go.
Thank you so much. And you know, if even just one of those, starting with one of those, and there are so many, and so much that can be learned from your experiences and what you teach. So JintanaLeeDabbs.com, and the new website again is what?
Powerofworth.com.
Powerofworth.com.
Yes, so hopefully that'll be live this week.
Okay, good. And you're going to have some workshop. There's actually a wait list already for overthinking, the overthinking cure. You have a couple other things coming up. Do you want to mention
quickly? So the overthinking cure is a free course that you can get. Just send me an email, jintana@thischickisonfire.com, and I'll put those things on hold for you. Second thing is a new workshop is called The Resilient Manifestor. And this is about a 4-week workshop that's going to teach you how to have manifestation resilience by setting goals and how to reprogram your subconscious mind, along with letting go of the old self and stepping into the new self. I also have another free goodie. It's called, it's a 12-step roadmap to help you overcome financial stress and become wealth confident.
Okay. Gentana, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure getting to know you and learning your story and getting these tips from you. Looking forward to actually connecting in person. In the meantime, Gentana Lee Dabbs is where you can learn more, or powerofworth.com, right?
That's correct.
All right. And also you can find her on Instagram and Facebook. Such a pleasure. And I think I just want to give a shout out to Tess Cacciatore, who through Gwen, the Gwen Luminary Awards is how Mark met you, and here we are, and it's all good and getting better. Thank you so much, Gentana.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being here, and thank you, Mark, for reaching out to me.
And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy question.
Dear Dorothy, this is Amanda from Woodland Hills, and I have been a dear friend. I have a dear friend who has been committed to a nursing home due to dementia. He has been a friend for almost 14 years now, and I want only the best for him. He says he only has a mild case of dementia and wants me to help him get out of the home he is presently in. He also has some major health issues and says that is why the doctors placed him in the home, but he wants out now. I love him very much and truly want the best for him. However, I think he needs the care he is getting where he is now, and not sure he can take care of himself without the nursing home's care and attention. How can I gently explain to him that he is where he needs to be?
Dear Amanda, the decision to place someone in a nursing home is not an easy one. Since you are only his friend and not a family member, you could get in touch with the people who made this decision and get all of the reasons for their choice. Once you know what his true challenges are, you can better support their decision. Visiting him and showing him love and concern are the best things you can do in this situation. It often takes a month or more for people to get accustomed to their new home. By staying in touch with him and helping him and understanding that this is the best possible choice for him at this time, you may be successful in assisting him to adjusting to this major life change. I suggest that you visit him occasionally and advise your mutual friends to consider visiting him also and to call him often to let him know he is loved. Amanda, you can find lots of good advice on this subject by researching it online. Caregivers.com, Alzheimer's.gov, and nursejournal.org are just a few of the websites that have some very helpful advice for those in this situation. I trust that you will find some good ways to support your friend without taking on full responsibility in this situation.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com.
And we'll be back with our performance guest, Nate LaPointe, here on the Life Changes Show Online Edition right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show, broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We're back. This is our episode 731, and our performance guest is singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, Nate LaPointe. Welcome, Nate, to the Life Changes Show.
Well, hello. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. I gotta give a shout out to the Tea House Company for reconnecting us. It's so funny because we got to play together for Cirque du Soleil, and you and I, when we both heard each other's names a couple months ago that we were going to be working together, we both thought we've worked together before, but we've worked with so many people, neither one of us could know for sure. Isn't that terrible and wonderful at the same time?
I was just going to say, there's a positive side to that too. Obviously, hearing what you've been up to in those 20 years is impressive and super fun to just fun to know how busy you've been and how successful you've been, man. Nice to connect with you.
Yeah, great to connect with you as well, and you know, you as well. To you've been touring around. I mean, obviously before the big shutdown, which is a whole other story. But Sydney Opera House, the Royal Albert Hall. I mean, at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you've done some fun stuff with some fun people. Like, we posted a video of you and Selena Gomez. It's just the two of you, actually, in a backup singer. I mean, come on, very cool. And B.B. King. So good on you and your own music to boot. And wait. Are you also the dog food manufacturer company or something? Is that you?
Oddly enough, I do have a side business, a side hustle, making gourmet, you know, human grade fresh dog food.
That is so awesome. I just saw that today. I'm like, no, unless he has a twin with the same exact name. That's amazing. Good on you.
Yeah, bored is not a word that enters my life too often.
Well, you know, actually, it's interesting you say that, because so during the pandemic and you know, the stay at home time, as I've called it as well, you worked making music. But real quickly, tell us the story of what you decided to do with your family.
Well, speaking of changes, as we are, my wife and I made a decision to move our family away because we believed that the 2 months prognosis they were giving on this pandemic was not going to be true. We kind of saw the writing on the wall that it was going to be a year-long process. And so we said, well, there's no reason to live in California paying high rent if we're not able to enjoy things like playing music. You know, my wife's a professional beach volleyball. She, you know, they shut down the beaches.
Right.
We said, well, if we can't do the things that we pay high rent to do, let's go be with family. So we did, and we moved to northeastern Oregon and spent 11 months there during this during that pandemic time.
Wow. I know you made music and all that, and the family connected, and it's interesting that during that, when you came back, what happened? You bought a house.
Yeah, we
love it.
We were able to save money and sort of get ourselves in a position that we would be able to purchase a home in California. So we came back in May of 2021 and eventually purchased our home in December of 2022. So just a few months ago, Filippo.
Wow. I'm so happy for you. Congrats. And you know, I have to say, so especially in light of the subject matter that we're talking about, you said, you know, it's the one time we got it right. You said that.
I did say that to you. Yes.
I even wrote it down because I'm like, I have to think about this. So I came up with like, what if this is like from now on, you get it. This is the sign that you're getting it right from now on. It's like, is another sign that you can get it right.
I'd love for it to begin a trend.
There you go. Okay. So, you know what is a trend? Music. You started with music ever since you were a kid. So I want to know, I look forward to you sharing that story, but first let's hear some. Which of the songs that we talked about are you going to do first?
Maybe I'll debut a brand new one that's not even released yet.
Oh, nice.
Kind of a world premiere. I've done it on a few like solo gigs, but no real audience has heard it yet. So
okay, so this is do you want to say anything about it?
I co-wrote this with my friend Sylvia, who coincidentally she is Selena Gomez's vocal coach, and she and I work together frequently, and we actually co-wrote this song together like 5 years ago, and I actually kind of forgot about it, and then I saw it in a file. I was like, hey, that song is great. And I reworked it and recorded it during the pandemic. And I'll play a solo acoustic guitar for you right now.
Wow. Live over the internet, we get to hear Nate LaPointe singing his song Drive here on the Life Changes Show.
Drive to the city of lights, gonna drive, don't care if it takes all night, running high, cruising to the radio.
Nice. Nate LaPointe. Thank you so much. So natelapointe.com, I'll spell that, NateLaPointe.com. And of course, he's on all the social media. We have his links at lifechangesshow.com, but basically Nate LaPointe, and you'll find him on Instagram, Facebook, etc. So Nate, just out of curiosity, City of Lights, where were you driving to in that song?
Wasn't any particular place. I just was imagining something different than the normal day to day, right? Just
here.
To a place that was brighter and bigger and better and different.
And where the grass was greener.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. So, you know, actually you made me think, so when we're kids, sometimes we have to do something with our dads or, you know, like, or, and we don't realize sometimes that we're doing the coolest thing ever. Like, you tell us about some of the coolest things ever you had to do.
Well, my father was a record store owner in Laramie, Wyoming, and so that was my first job, alphabetizing the used records.
Wow.
and when we weren't busy working at the store, we would do, you know, one or two family vacations a year. Then it was always centered around live music. So oftentimes it would involve going to Grateful Dead concerts. And so as a child, I got to see a lot of Grateful Dead shows and hang out backstage and meet the band and sort of experience that entertainment, you know, rock and roll lifestyle from behind the scenes.
So cool. And then as a young adult, you started working with the keyboardist from the Grateful Dead, right?
I did tour with Vince Welnick for years. Yeah.
Cool.
He was the last keyboard player in the Grateful Dead in the 90s. So he had a lot of great stories, boy. I'm lucky to have heard those stories.
Wow. There are books there.
Exactly. Or
podcasts. But in the meantime, we have your music. I remember when we first talked about your original music, you have such a varied topics. Like I was saying to you, what do you write about? And you're like, life. And it's like, boy, do you, like, so many different aspects of life. So what do we get to hear now? Oh, My Love for You.
Yeah. I'm going to do a song called My Love for You that was, I think we wrote it in 2004. Again, this is a co-write with a good friend of mine named Tim Campbell, who I met through our mutual friend, Filippo, Jameson Trotter.
Oh, we got to mention Jameson Trotter.
Jameson Trotter here, man.
Yes.
He's the reason that you and I recognize one another. And
that's right.
I think
that we connected originally, if exactly. We did.
And I think we could probably both agree that he's like the finest musician on the planet.
Oh, and such a fine human being as well.
And a great guy, and his family's so lovely. They're just our favorites. And so
anyway,
he went to college with Tim Campbell, and Tim and I started writing some tunes together at a certain point. And so this was on my first record that came out in 2005. And you'll hear in the chorus, I'm sorry. The song starts with a verse, and it says, "But I have never seen you." It describes somebody. It says, "But I've never seen you before." And then the chorus goes on to say that my love is wider and bigger and deeper than my love for you is long, wider and deeper than my love for anything. And so it's kind of like a song to somebody you haven't met yet, you know?
This is deep. Wow. Okay.
Which we've all had that feeling, you know, like, you know, there's something missing in your life, and it's tangible, but it's just not there yet. And it's kind of one of those vision board things in a way, you're manifesting it. So
this is the vision board song.
This is the vision board song.
Now here is Nate's song, Nate LaPointe here live on the Life Changes Show. He's singing Unplugged, My Love for You.
All right. I have seen many things in this world, troubles too wide swim through. Lord, I have seen many things in this world, but I say many songs in my time. I nearly thought I was through. Lord, I've sang many songs in my time. Now I sing them to you. The sky is not whiter than, the sun is not brighter than, the world is not bigger than my love for you. I play pretty games with my heart, taking chances, so many dies I threw. Lord, I play many games with my heart. Now I just bet on you. The sky, the sun is not brighter than, the world is not bigger than my love for you.
LaPointe, thank you so much for sharing that with us. NateLaPointe.com. Nate LaPointe is on Instagram and Facebook. You could find all the links, including that video we were talking about with Selena Gomez, and we've got another one on there as well. Find him, enjoy him. Your music's available at these locations as well, Nate?
Sure is, including Spotify and Apple Music and YouTube.
But of course,
I appreciate you listening and having me on today. What a treat. Thank you.
Oh, it was great reconnecting with you and getting to have this conversation and having your music on our show. Again, Nate LaPointe, NateLaPointe.com. Thank you so much, Nate. All the best to you and your little dog company, too.
Thank you, Filippo. I hope we get to connect and play some music again soon.
I look forward to it. Indeed. All right. All the best to you. So with a big thank you to Nate LaPointe and a big thank you to our interview guest, Gentana Lee Dabbs, that's our show. So on behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our executive producer and co-host, Mark Leger, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.